Do we have a rant? Do we have a trivial matter on which to go on about for...
Does it need to be coherent?
No.
It doesn't.
Has that ever been a...
Well, Warren's not here now.
No.
Our special guest from last week. He was a little too damn coherent.
Yes.
He made sense at several points.
He did.
Yeah, we probably should have informed you before the show that we don't really like to do that.
No, it's...
We like to leave that to the professionals.
It feels wrong.
That's right. I mean, we're volunteers here. So, yeah, we don't like to go on with anything that sounds professional, and Warren certainly did that.
Indeed.
So, Warren, a big spank on the ass
right.
for you.
That's right. Anyway, the rant. What are we going to go on about here?
Rant. I'd like to rant about people and my hate for them.
Yes, excellent.
And I think we all agree, people are pretty filthy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
People are pretty small-minded.
Disgusting.
Yeah, thank you.
Filthy, I would say.
Filthy.
Hateful, spiteful little buggers.
Self-centred.
Mm?
We could go on all night with that.
Yep.
But let's specify. I happened to attend the Ballarat Badminton Championships on Saturday, where we have some of our Olympic badminton athletes. Badminton, not an overly popular sport in this country.
I'd have to agree.
And apparently all of these athletes seem to think that they should be funded and everybody should know about what they're doing. They consider themselves celebrities. And it gave me a bit of a firing, a couple of them, for not knowing what events they were competing in on the day.
Would it be overly libelous if I were to ask the names of these
Yeah, I possibly couldn't do that
heathens.
At this point. We know the major ones, and it's all of those, because, you know, they are famous.
Yes.
As they point out to me.
Yes.
I actually happened to be in the bathroom with one, and I caught a glimpse of his penis. So
oh, really?
I felt better for that.
Yeah. Did you feel... were you proud of...
I wasn't aroused.
Not quite what I had in mind. Were you proud of maybe your achievements compared to his, or indeed...
yeah. I
guess were you seeing a correlation between his need to be recognised as being popular with the...
Yeah, me seeing his penis.
Yes, no,
yeah, I guess
with the size of the...
Well, no, it was of an average size, I'd have to say. I would have expected it to be a bit bigger.
Yeah?
I mean, he's apparently famous.
And we all know famous people are beautiful, they're nice, and they're all well hung.
That's right.
Even Dennis Walter.
Even Dennis Walter.
Especially Dennis Walter.
Yeah, apparently he's a big man downstairs.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah.
Rex Hunt, well.
Rex, well.
You've seen him in the cut-off shorts on the boat.
That's right, with the fish.
Down the front of the pants. Ooh, that's a... Just excuse me, fellas, talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Yeah.
Let's all just focus on another part of the room.
Yes. Anyway, Matt, continue.
Well, yeah, as I was saying... I mean, I know we've talked about athletes before. I think we should always get onto them again because
that's
I've
right.
never met a more arrogant bunch of people. Looking at subcultures, the badminton people in particular, I was disgusted by.
Mm-hmm. Would you say subhumans?
Yeah, I wouldn't call them humans. There was one German guy there. He was pretty cool. Fairly tight set of buns.
Yeah,
great body.
Oh, well.
Because most of these badminton guys, they're kind of skinny, but this guy...
He was stacked?
He was my type.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
he had that blonde, blue-eyed hair thing, but he was a pretty cool guy.
Aryan? Good to see in a crowd?
Yeah. It's good to see, especially considering the amount of Asians who turned up. So there wasn't
any
violence.
Are you sure we want to head down this road?
We know where it leads in personal conversation, so perhaps we better not.
Yes.
We're both being big advocates of the KKK. Allegedly.
Allegedly. We'll discuss with the KKK and people of their ilk a bit later. But athletes...
You know, I just feel they really need to give me a break. I mean, I turn up there, I'm watching their events.
Mm-hmm.
It's badminton, for Christ's sakes. They should be happy that anyone even turns up.
Damn straight.
I mean,
if someone paid me to go and watch badminton, I'd tell them to stick it up their arse.
It's a boring sport, isn't it?
Damn straight.
Not a great spectator sport.
Where's the checking?
There's no checking. Non-contact sport in general, I think we can fairly safely say.
That's an oxymoron. Non-contact
sport.
Right.
Sport implies violence,
it's
doesn't
it? Makes me feel sick.
It is sickening, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, they're devoting their lives to a non-contact sport. They're building themselves up, trying to be tough,
yep.
trying to be mean asses,
it just
and they're not
going
to go out and beat the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least they play with other humans. What about people who just do gymnastics?
Well, that's a good point.
Just prancing around on their own.
That's right. Well, have you seen the floor routines they do?
With all that flipping business and all.
I don't understand. How do you judge that? I mean, there's no goal scoring. It's fairly indirect. It's fairly much a matter of
interpretation. You don't pin anyone.
You'd feel pretty hard done by losing one of those, wouldn't you?
Damn straight. Well, you'd feel pretty hard done by being forced by your parents to...
Well, they're all, 14, 15-year-old young Russian girls, aren't
that's
they,
right.
Chinese? It's the communist states to do this, isn't it? Let's get on the communism.
Chock full of steroids, chock full of making me feel ill.
Yeah.
No, it's to curb their revolutionary spirit, direct their energy into meaningless activities like gymnastics, so they don't smash the state or...
Indeed.
That's right, it's a government-funded thing. I think we've come to a conclusion.
We have.